This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you back here in Buffalo. I was in Indy for 4 days. We're going to go back out to Indy right now because our guy Armando Salguero is still at the NFL Combine. I think you're still there, right, Armando?
I am still here.
All right. Well, I think at this point I should be asking you where you're getting your coffee in the morning, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you know, there's a choice. You can go to the free Starbucks coffee in the media room, or you can go to the Starbucks counter at the JW Marriott, and maybe a fight will break out. Who knows? That's the way it is around here.
It is amazing. I try to explain to our listeners what it's like, and I say, and it's really the only time in the NFL calendar, it's this huge convention for all of college and pro to come together, and you have all the media descending on there, and it's really just, a lot of times it's, you know, some media people are like vultures, right? They just want to get with this GM or coach and have one-on-one time. They stalk them out, and then other people are just kind of there to get their information, their content, but this is where a lot of the competitive juices come out, and that's what happened. And this story, honestly, I feel uncomfortable even talking about it, but it became a story, right? I mean, that's what happened.
Well, you know, it's because of the fact that it involves a high intensity and high attention NFL player in Matthew Stafford, number one. It involves two guys that are on television and competing networks. And it involves a little, you know, tit-for-tat history that those two guys have. And now everybody's getting involved. You saw the guys on TNT, the pregame show, the postgame show are talking about it. You know, it's delicious in its ability to distract from, you know, the cone drill. Let's put it that way. It's more interesting than that.
No doubt about it. Armando's in Indy. I did see you pass by. I was doing some work. I'm glad we were able to catch up now because we weren't able to talk there. And I actually didn't talk to anybody regarding the Dolphins because I know the way the schedules worked out. So I'm so glad you wrote this piece today and I was able to reach out and thank you for coming on at short notice. I'm going to read it to everybody again. It says, Tyreek Hill is a speed receiver on a team that needs to be more physical. He's a great cheerleader, but not a leader. The Dolphins added him in a trade and it got Casey better. Oh, and he quit in the 2024 season finale. Dolphins should trade him. I love this lead-in. Tell us all about just kind of your collective thoughts on why you put this together for Dolphins fans to know everything you were thinking about Tyreek Hill.
Well, because we're covering an NFL where teams do hard things, Sal, oftentimes it looks terrible and oftentimes it makes fans cringe, but oftentimes it must be done to get better and to move on. The people in Buffalo are familiar with, you know, moving on from Stephon Diggs. Did the Bills have a better year after they moved on from Stephon Diggs? I mean, last I looked, they were in the AFC Championship game, right?
And their quarterback won league MVP.
Yeah, exactly. The Kansas City Chiefs, they moved on from Tyreek Hill 3 years ago and have been to three consecutive Super Bowls, winning two of them. It happens. This offseason, the San Francisco 49ers are going to trade Deebo Samuel. Is that, like, on the face of it, look like a smart decision? No, but they've decided they have to do it because it's time to go in a different direction. You don't keep doing the same thing over and over again and hope to get different results. The Miami Dolphins are a team that are a finesse, fast team, and it's great for them. It's very exciting. It's very entertaining, but it doesn't win at the end of the season. It doesn't beat good physical football teams. They can't do it. The record says they can't. My eyes tell me they can't. It's time to move on from a 5'10", you know, speed receiver who is one of three other 5'10 feet speed receivers that they have in their wide receiver room. No less than Nick Sirianni was talking about how you comprise a receiver room here at the Combine. And he said, you don't gather four point guards. It's like building a basketball team. You need a point guard. You need a center. You need a forward. Mm-hmm. You don't have the same guy over and over and over. And the Dolphins have exactly that. And oh, by the way, last I saw Nick Sirianni before yesterday, he was in the Super Bowl.
Hoisting a Lombardi trophy, no doubt, right? I mean, and they have put together, they do have different skill sets on their roster. Now, look, Tyreek Hill has this amazing skill set. But tell me about the player himself and what he is now, because obviously a lot of these guys, their speed starts to diminish. There's other things they have to kind of turn to. We saw that a little bit with Stephon Diggs toward the end of his Buffalo career. He was never a speed guy necessarily, but he had to kind of figure out a different way, and it wasn't working as much. What about Tyreek Hill and what he has left as a player?
Look, I think he's got plenty left in the tank. He's going to be 31 on Saturday. Happy birthday, Tyreek. I want you traded. The thing about him is, again, not physical. The price of his non-physicality is going up because his contract runs out next year in a year where his cap number is in the 50s. Okay?
Yeah.
In the 50s.
Wow.
That's not optimal. And, oh, by the way, at the end of last season, this is the second year in a row that he finishes the season with a terrible, terrible look. 2 years ago, in a playoff game against the Kansas City Chiefs, Lajarius Sneed just totally destroyed him to the point where Tyreek Hill said, yeah, he sent me to Cancun. And the NFL tweeted it out on its social media, what a smothering it was. Last year against the New York Jets, who, by the way, aren't that good, they totally erased him from the game, and then he erased himself from the game in the fourth quarter when he decided, I'm not playing anymore. That is not leadership. That is not the look that you want on your team if you're the Miami Dolphins. And having said all this, my guess is that they'll remain with Tyreek Hill on their roster because it's a soft organization. It's a culture that just, I don't know, man. They very entertaining, but not a winning.
Interesting, because I want to get to the coaching staff. Did all of this cost Wes Welker his job, everything you're talking about?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
They've told me it didn't, that wasn't the reason that Wes Welker was gone. Having said that, I think Wes Welker is a gritty guy. Mm-hmm. I think he demands grit from his guys. And when one of his guys quits,
yeah,
that ain't grit.
No, that's right. Now, what about the head coach, Mike McDaniel? I mean, this is a team and organization, as you know, more than anyone. We were just saying they have not won a playoff game in a quarter century. It's the longest playoff win drought in the NFL. Mike McDaniel, contract extension, I believe, before last year was announced. What is his status going into 2025 and Chris Greer, for that matter, as well?
They think they're on the right track. And I say that, you know, kind of, I don't know. Look, they have this thing about we want to be best in class. And so they are right now celebrating the fact that the NFLPA report card came out. And for the second year in a row, they have the highest grade. They won the NFL report card championship, so to speak, because they provide their players with all the best and the fanciest and the most comfortable amenities possible, from the team playing to the cafeteria to the locker room to child rearing and all of that stuff. And that's great. You know what my typical Miami Dolphin fan thinks when they see that? We won the NFLPA report card for the second year in a row.
What's that?
We're a team that doesn't make the playoffs, or didn't last year, doesn't beat good teams because they haven't. They are finesse bullies in that they beat up these poor teams with poor records. And a couple of years ago, they put 70 points on the Denver Broncos, who were overmatched because they couldn't keep up. But then when it comes to playing a good team like the Buffalo Bills, they just wilt and they got nothing. And Tyreek Hill last year against the Buffalo Bills, this great, amazing receiver, three receptions for 24 yards in the first meeting, four receptions for 80 yards in the second meeting. They got blown out in both. He didn't score a touchdown in either.
You know what I see when I look at that report card, and we talked about this with Shopin the Bulldog, the guys you're on a lot with here, that when I see all those A's and A pluses from a team that doesn't win, I think things are too comfortable. The guys like it. They're not getting pushed, right? Like we talked about, which goes back to maybe on the field. That's my read of it. Hey, yeah, all these things are great. It's really nice. We have this really fun organization. We're in the sun and, you know, and the hot tubs and all that and pools in Miami or whatever, but it's too comfortable, and that's not how you win in the NFL.
100% agreed. Look, the Bills were 26th in that survey/report card grading. The Eagles were 22nd. The Chiefs 2 years ago were 30th in the year that they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So clearly players being comfortable and happy and flying first class and all of that, that's great and nice if you're also winning. But if you're not winning and you're comfortable, something is amiss.
Yeah, I like that. Armando, I'm going to let you get back to work at the Combine. So good of you to join me here today on such short notice. I really appreciate it, brother. And we'll catch up maybe at the owners' meetings in about a month.
Love you, Sal.
All right, you too, buddy. Armando Salguero right there. Outkick, Fox News, sports, everything. He does a great job. You can, by the way, follow Armando. I just want to get his Twitter handle. I think it's just Armando Salguero, but I'm going to do that right for you right now before I leave, because I want you to go read this particular piece at Armando Salguero on X/Twitter. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I have cruise tips for everybody because we have Matt Parrino come up at 11, so I got a short segment. When I come back, here, I got like, what? I wrote them down. I got four big cruise tips for everybody. You're going on a cruise? I've done enough of these things now. Now I'm not a cruise master, but I've cruised enough to tell you a few things you need to know if you're going on a cruise. Cruise tips with Sal after this time out on WGR.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.